Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, what's up? It's Eddie Night of Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. Good morning. A question, our couple's therapy here this morning from an email, wasn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, they said, love how you guys do couples therapy. This is the perfect time to settle a debate between my partner and me. We seriously disagree about this every night.
I can't wait
now,
for you to call.
Before, I know, 222-2899, you got to help them out. Before we get there, though, because what they debate and disagree on every night is a bit trivial. It's a very tiny, tiny little thing. But yet, it's big enough in his world where he reached out to us to help settle it. What in your world with you, with your wife, Jill, mm-hmm. what is it that like those trivial little arguments that you have that if you really look at the big picture, you're like, that's so stupid. Why are we arguing about this?
Laundry.
Which really? Which is so funny because that was her Facebook comment on the Judgment Zone today. You know, she actually commented how you don't do the laundry or put the clothes away.
It's putting the clothes away. She hates it and I hate it. And so I'll pull out of the basket for the rest of my life. I don't care. But she's like,
so annoying. And then when you need the laundry basket to do more laundry, what happens to the clean clothes that are in there?
Well, we actually are well off enough to have another laundry basket. Isn't that crazy? We're so rich. We are so blessed.
You are.
My God. I mean, I'm actually, I'm handing it down to my children. The second laundry basket in our house.
Family heirloom. Where do you keep it? I never know where to put the laundry basket.
One's in the laundry room. Actually, we have like four of them.
Oh.
Ellie's got her own. I got one.
Yeah, the one in your bedroom. Where is it?
It's in the closet.
Just on the floor?
Yeah, under my clothes. Like, you know, my clothes hang in a closet. There's a space under that. Slide it right there.
Oh, it's under the clothes?
Yeah. It's under the hanging.
It's tucked away.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. That's a nice place.
That's just still a debate. It's still a trivial, tiny little miffy-tiffy thing.
Are the clothes folded, the clean clothes folded in the mm-hmm. laundry basket or just thrown from the dryer into the laundry basket?
No, it's folded. But you see, that there's many layers to to this tiny little... These tiny little disagreements. Like, I want her to hang any shirt. If you're going to do laundry, hang my shirts up so they don't come out all... Look at this is all wrinkled because she put it in the dryer. Hang it up wet. It takes just...
Hang it up wet?
Yeah. You
okay,
hang it
I
up...
I do hang a lot of clothes, too.
I don't want it to put it in the dryer.
Everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
What are yours?
See, it's funny. It's a little trivial. Oh, my gosh. I just...
Oh, my God. I can't imagine in your
and
house.
I don't. I have no grounds to stand on either to get mad because I don't do the grocery shopping. So I can't win the argument because then he can easily say, well, then you do the grocery shopping.
Oh, yeah.
And I
right.
don't want to. So right. I have to keep my mouth shut. But it ticks me off when he buys. And I got to whisper because he's right upstairs in the kitchen eating breakfast.
And he's not listening on the radio.com app or through Alexa.
Ticks me off when he, during a pandemic, when the meat prices are freaking outrageous, he comes home with the most extravagant cuts of meat.
Yeah.
Lamb. He bought lamb again. It's $40 for a small freaking rack of lamb. I don't like lamb because it breaks my heart to think of what I'm eating.
You know, cows have pretty eyelashes.
Yes. Okay.
Have a burger.
You're right. Thank you for reminding me.
Listen, if he didn't buy a $40 cut of lamb, you guys could get a whole bunch of laundry baskets.
Thank you. That's what I'm saying. Anyhow. All right. So now this is, got that off our chest.
Yeah. What did dude say? What did the guy say?
Okay. So he said, love you guys. Love that you're doing couples therapy. This is the perfect time to settle a debate between my partner and me. You got to help our Buzz listener out now. 2-2-2-2-8-9-9.
All right. What's the deal?
Do you sleep with the bedroom door open or closed? It's so trivial. We have a 2-year-old and I say open so mm-hmm. I can hear her.
Uh-huh.
It's seriously a disagreement we have every single night. I'm with you, honey.
I'm with you too. Open. Not to hear the baby. Yeah, open.
Yeah. Two years old.
If it were a 2-year-old with
2 years old. Because you always said now you sleep naked, so you always have the bedroom door closed. I remember we had this conversation.
My wife won't even let me be naked in front of an infant. She's like, put some clothes on! I'm like, she can't, she doesn't know. She doesn't can't tell. I will not you be naked in front of our daughter! I'm like, geez.
Oh my God. I am marking that down. That's tomorrow's Baby University. Okay, because I have something that's even more, okay.
Okay, but yeah, no, but we'll I like to have the tomorrow. Door open because our room is hot and I don't like the door closed. And it helps with airflow and I can hear stuff. And I agree. Door open, man. Door open.
Door open?
What do you think?
Okay, me too. Oh, look at this. Where's your partner? Have them call us because we can both be on your side.
Yeah, right.
They're winning this debate. 222-2899.
We'll
probably get the firefighters to call up and say it's really not the safest.
What do you mean? Oh, to have the door open?
Yeah, because in school, they teach the kids, sleep with your door closed.
Oh,
so
yeah.
So just as of this year, actually, to be honest with you, it was an open door policy. Everyone had to keep their doors open, so I know what the kids are doing. And so mama can hear the kids if they need me. But then after this year, well, the beginning of the year, after the fire safety lesson, my daughter's like, can I please keep my door closed? Because that's what Fireman Pete or whoever it was said to do. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if you're lying to me now, kid, and using this.
No, it makes sense.
As an excuse, but yeah.
Yeah. All I could picture was Jim Carrey when you said that. Fire Marshal Bill.
Oh, so kids have their door.
Not only are you open door or closed door, your trivial debates in your house, we'd love to hear them. Hold on. 98.9 to Buzz. Good morning. Spaziano, Sandy.
I'm sure you guys have trivial little arguments, disagreements that you have with your partner, your spouse, right? We all do. You look back and you're like, wow, that's really dumb. Why are we fighting over this? But yeah, it's a heated debate in the house.
What can be actually a true valid debate? Nothing. That everything's trivial, right?
It's just we got a lot of them, and that's why we have couples therapy. We will help you settle the debate in your house.
So call us at 222-BUZZ and help us out on this.
Okay, so trivial debate coming in from our Buzz listener who wrote, love how you guys do couples therapy. This is the perfect time to settle a debate between my partner and me. Mm. Do you sleep with the bedroom door open or closed? We have a 2-year-old and I say open so I can hear her.
Yeah.
It's seriously a disagreement we have every single night.
You know what I would say to that person? That, you know, they do make child monitors. You probably had one from 2 years ago, if not a year ago. Like, why can't you just keep that? If you want your door closed, have your partner be like, okay, we'll just have the monitor on. That's always a great solution. I like the door open.
There must be something. There must be a reason why they didn't go to that option. Maybe they don't still have it. Or how long are you going to keep that monitor in the room then? The kid's 16? Oh, well, that's actually a good thing. Let's see if they sneak out of the house. Yeah, hold on tight to that monitor.
You disguise it as like the teddy bear cam. You put it up on the on the shelf. Remember your favorite teddy bear? You stuff a camera in it.
Is that wrong? Is that wrong to do that?
To a 16-year-old? Yes, it's wrong. Yeah. That's
It is?
That's...
When they have... No, not creepy in a creepy way. Remember,
no,
mom.
It's just an invasion of their privacy. They will never trust you ever, ever again when they find out.
They're not... I don't care. I gotta watch them like a hawk. It's an open door policy in my house. I need to see what you're doing. And especially if you're going to have friends or boys over, which I don't even know if that'll ever happen. If I'll let that happen.
You're going to turn them into such rebels.
You got to have the camera up and ready.
Wow.
Okay.
Another debate.
So anyhow.
I like the open door thing. I do. Yeah, I think it's only because I need the airflow. Room is so hot.
Oh, you're only doing it for airflow.
Pretty much. We got the baby monitor, but I got a fan going. And, I've got this stupid 1990s house that had like, they thought insulation was just like bad news or something.
Optional?
Yeah. So I got a vaulted ceiling in my bedroom and I'm sure there's just the code back then. Yeah. It's hot. Ugh.
Well, 2 years old, let's be honest, how long is your door going to stay closed anyhow? At that age, that's when they crawl out of bed, walk into your room, want to sleep with you.
Mm-hmm. I do have a call coming out on this. Let's go. Hi, The Buzz. You're on Couples Therapy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well, it depends on what you're doing.
Ah.
On whether your door is
right.
Oh, my God. Did we have to say that? Okay. Yes.
What? Whoa. Yeah, but at least I'm not hiding cameras and teddy bears wondering what a child's doing at the age of 16.
Yeah, that's weird.
Listen,
that's
you
bad.
Sandy,
every parent should.
Sandy, you got to let it go.
Not in the bedroom, obviously. That could have some creepy footage. But, if they have friends over, I don't see anything wrong with it. A party or anything?
It's all in how you raise your kids.
Okay, anyhow, moving on to our Buzz listener.
Bye, buddy. Two Buzz, if you want to help us out in the therapy here.
Can you help us settle a debate for this one couple? It's a trivial issue, but yet it's a disagreement they have in the house every night. They have a 2-year-old. To sleep with the door open or closed?
I would sleep with it open.
Yeah?
Open.
Yeah. I want to know what my kids are doing.
Yeah, see? You're like the mama bear. You want to keep an eye on everything, or an ear at least, right?
Mine are all out of the nest, but yes, I still sleep with the door open.
Yeah.
So now our Buzz listener who reached out to us will take this podcast and play it for their spouse.
Mm-hmm.
And there you go.
Yeah, that's the answer. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just want to let you two go at it sometime about parenting. It's so great. 98.9 to Buzz and Spisano and Sandy. Good morning. We'll be right back, okay? Good morning, 98.9 to Buzz, Susanna and Sandy, in celebration of the 4th of July. Yay! I know it seems a little weird this year, but in celebration, Sandy Waters and I are going to play a little game called Fireworks or Sex Toy. I'm going to ask you the name, and you tell me what it is.
Oh, stop. Are you serious?
Ready? Cousin Eddie. Fireworks or sex toy.
Oh, my gosh. I hope that's a firework, because that would be disturbing if you went to the store and picked that up.
Cousin Eddie.
That would say a lot about your fantasies.
You are correct, ma'am.
Oh, yay.
Fireworks or sex toy. Mega banger.
Sex toy.
No, firework. Neon Viper.
Oh, my gosh. Why do you need it to be neon? That must be a firework.
Correct. Yes, you're good.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, these are good. The Shredder.
Okay, hello. That better be a firework.
Yes. 8-second ride.
That's what let me see. What's a funny That's Scott's a, wife says it all the ex, time
yeah,
joke.
Right, exactly. Firework or sex toy?
Scott Spisano. Excited.
No, it's a firework, sorry. And finally, the victory sword.
Okay. Well, I'm sensing a pattern here, so I'm gonna go with firework.
Fireworks, yay! None of those are sex toys, just let you know. Wow. Wow.
That you have.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one,
They're listening to audio.
Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day.
Oh, and you want the proof?
Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds.
What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds?
Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs.
Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.